Hi folks, this is Bart from BartBushes.ie, back again on the Typical Mac User podcast with part 8 of my introduction to the terminal. In recent episodes we've been exploring processes. We started off by looking at how we can find out what processes are running and what resources are using up, using both the PS and the top commands. Then we went on to look at how we terminate trouble processes using the kill and kill all commands, and I left off promising that I would tell you how to do the same with not just your own commands, but with commands that belong to the system. Basically, the commands are exactly the same. The only thing is, we're going to run into permissions issues because if the process doesn't belong to us, we don't have the power to kill it. Before we go any further, I just want to start off by saying that you must be logged in as an administrative user for anything we're doing today to work. Only users that are marked as administrators have the power to administer the computer from the terminal. Now that that's out of the way, I just want to talk a little bit about users on your system before we go into the nuts and bolts of the commands we're going to look at today. At this point, you're probably aware that Unix, and hence OS X, is a multi-user operating system. You probably have an account of your own, you very likely also have an account for your partner, your kids, and there's also the guest account. What you may not be aware of is that there are in fact dozens of other users on your system. It's just that those users do not have the power to actually log in. Why do they exist then, if they can't log in? The answer is they exist so that processes can run as those users. This is a very powerful security feature in Unix, Linux, and indeed OS X based systems. If you have a process which is in greater danger of being attacked in some way, for example, some sort of process that listens on the network, you run it as a separate user and then you restrict the permissions of that user immensely, immensely tightly. That way, if the unthinkable happens, and some flaw in that network-facing process is exploited by an attacker, they come in as a user with effectively no power, and they can do exceptionally little. A very good example of this is the built-in web server that comes as part of your Mac. The effect of this security enhancement is that system processes could be running as any one of a handful of users, and whichever user they are running at, there's one thing you can rest assured, they're not running as you. So what that means is that you do not have permission to control them normally. This is where a very, very special Unix and OS X account comes into play. The account is called root, and this account is exempt from security. The root account has the power to do anything, regardless of what permissions are set. Basically, root is above the law. On a default OS X system, the root account is not allowed to log in. So the root account is just like all these other system accounts, you can't log in as that account. It's still there though, and it still has all of its power. You actually harness the power of the root account, but you probably don't realise it. Whenever you click on one of those little padlocks, or whenever you're asked to enter an administrative account so that something has permission to work, what you're actually doing is giving that process permission to operate as the root user for a limited time to do whatever it is it needs to do. There is a command line or a terminal equivalent, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to use that terminal command to assume the power of the root user to allow us to control processes that are not ours. The command in question is sudo, or sometimes pronounced sudo. Either way, it's spelled S-U-D-O. An easy way to remember that is to think that it stands for super user do, or do as super user. The way sudo works is that wherever you type in after it is executed as the root user. So I'm going to introduce you to a very simple command that has one function and one function only. That function is to print out the username of the person running the command. The command is called whoami and it's all one word. So before we go any further, I'd like you to just open up a terminal and type in whoami. You should see that it returns the username that you log in with. Now we're going to run whoami using sudo. So, as I said, the way sudo works is you type sudo space and then whatever command and whatever arguments and whatever flags to that command that you'd like to run as root. So in this case, the command we want to run as root is simply whoami. So we type sudo space whoami, hit return. At this point, you're going to be prompted for a password. This isn't the root password because the root account can't log in and hence doesn't have a password. This is your password. The way sudo works is that it checks to see that you have the power to run sudo first, which all administrators do, and then it asks you to prove that you are who you say you are by entering your own password. If you get that correct, and you have permission to actually use sudo, sudo will then assume root, and do whatever command you give it as the root user. At this point, there's two things you might notice. First off, if this is the very first time you've run the sudo command, you're going to be presented with a warning. Depending on what version of OS X, and hence what version of sudo you have, the warning is slightly different. Sometimes it has 2 points, sometimes it has three. The third point is put in purely for comic effect. The third point, if it exists, is with great power comes great responsibility. Not a bad thing to bear in mind, all in all. The first point is basically think before you type. You technically have the power to blow your own proverbial Lego for this command, so think before you type. The second thing is respect other users' privacy. This is very much more applicable if you're a system administrator and you're administering a system in work or something like that. In your own family case, it probably doesn't come into being as much, but it's still, you know, bear in mind, you know, don't use it to invade people's privacy needlessly, I guess. The other thing you might notice is that if you run sudo again straight after having run it, you won't be asked for your password again. Now, sudo has a timeout of, I believe it's 15 minutes by default, in which it continues to believe that you are who you say you are. So it saves you having to type it over and over and over again if you're doing a lot of work as the superuser, but trust me, try it again more than 15 minutes later and you're going to be asked for your password again. So it's not a case that once you sudo once your account has become unsecure, it's just a 15 minute timeout that's there for your convenience. So, armed with this new information, what can we do? Well, I'm going to walk you through a recent thing that happened to me. I was in work one afternoon, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and all of a sudden my Mac suddenly stopped responding properly. I'd click on the dock and I'd have to wait literally 2 or 3 minutes until the machine would respond. It was still alive, it was still doing stuff, it was just doing it really, really slowly. Clearly, some process had run away. So, I managed to get a terminal open, slowly, but I did. Typed in top, soon found out who the guilty process was. It was a system process, part of the iDisk syncing. iDisk does not behave very well behind proxies which prevent it from actually syncing. It gets ties stuff into a horrible knot. Not good. So I had to kill it. It was just gone in haywire. So I read its process ID off top, exited out of top, typed sudo space kill space the process ID, giving it a chance to shut down gracefully. Hit return. Of course it didn't shut down. So did it again, only this time I took out the big gun. So sudo space kill space minus kill in all caps space the process ID, hit return, the process died, my Mac immediately sprung back into normal life, and all was well. Finally, I want to end with just one more command. When things go absolutely completely wrong and you just cannot recover, it is nice to be able to shut your machine down properly without resorting to holding down the power button, because that's just very bad for your machine. If at all possible, you should always bring your machine down gracefully. So you can do that from the terminal if you have the power to do sudo. So what you do is you type sudo space shutdown space minus or space now. As you might imagine, that issues the command to reboot the machine immediately. I'm going to leave it here for now. We're going to come back to sudo probably quite a few more times because it's a very powerful command that comes in exceptionally handy. But for now, I'm going to say, until next time, happy computing.